A Practitioner Works. This is Dr. Herbert O'Bailey, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. A Practitioner Works. We're all called upon to be practitioners many, many times. A mother is called upon to be a practitioner when her child has a hurt. And the mother goes into the child, not saying, oh dear, the child will die, oh dear, the child will not wake up, the child will not succeed, the child will not get well. The mother goes into the child and says, there, everything is all right, I'm here now. Everything is all right, I'm here now. And the child, in love of his mother, turns to his mother and says, thanks, Mom. I knew I'd be okay if you got here. Thanks, Mom. You see, a practitioner has a very definite responsibility, and we are all practitioners. When we are called to work with another person, and they tell us that they have some terrible condition that needs to be taken care of, we do not ask the name of the condition. We do not ask what the situation is. All we know is they would like us to be with them and see them whole and perfect. They would like us to be with them and see them fulfilled. They would like us to be with them and see them abundant. They would like us to be with them and see them as a complete being. Now, often we think that a practitioner must know what the problem is for the practitioner to be effective. Well, the mother doesn't need to know what the problem is with her child. She goes in and she says, there, everything will be okay. The problem may be revealed to the mother, but that's not the important thing. The important thing to the mother is that the child is whole and well. The important thing to the mother is that the child is surrounded by her pure white light of love, by her joy, by her healing blessing, her healing love, and that the child is whole now. The mother doesn't wait for the fever to break. The mother knows that the child is whole and well now. The mother doesn't wait for evidence of the problem. The mother sees the child whole and well now. Perhaps the most ideal practitioners on the face of the earth are mothers. And, well, that should be so. Think about yourself as a practitioner. And you can think of yourself as a practitioner for yourself or for anyone else. If some circumstance comes up in your life that says to you, whoops, this is not good, do you immediately concentrate on the problem? Concentrate on what is not good? Concentrate on what's happening that is causing distress in your life? Or do you directly change your thought and say, all is in divine order? Do you directly change your thought to seeing that the original purity and integrity of this circumstance is now being revealed? And as you change your thought about that, in yourself or in others, you see the original purity and integrity being revealed. It's not an easy thing to do when something is painful or something is distressing very greatly. The easy thing to do is to look at the problem and commiserate with the problem. What a sad thing to do. That does not bring about the healing. The wholeness, the healing, the return to its original purity and integrity, the revelation of the truth about it, is only done as you concentrate on the truth about it. As you concentrate on that which is and not that which appears to be. Appearances are very heavy. Appearances absolutely upset our apple cart and destroy our life in so many ways. It's an unfortunate thing. But these appearances are things that are after us all the time. If we look at the world, we see all sorts of illusions that would make us feel unhappy. And if we want to be unhappy, well, then look at them and be unhappy. If you want to be happy and you want to put the right causes in motion in your world for peace, harmony, love, joy, abundance, health, and all good things, then concentrate on peace, harmony, love, joy, abundance, health, and all good things. As we concentrate on these things, we bring them about. We empower them. We give them the opportunity to exist by our thinking about them, just as the negative thoughts. We give them the power to exist by our thinking about them. We cannot have the answer to a problem unless we seek the solution. If we seek the problem will never reveal itself to us as a solution. The problem can only reveal itself to us as a problem. The solution reveals itself to us as a solution. The solution reveals itself to us as what information, what activity, what condition, what circumstance we want to be. So, how to be a practitioner is something that all of us are seeking to understand from time to time. And the way to be a practitioner is to first clear our own consciousness of any negative thinking that might say the condition is so, and then place in our consciousness positive thinking that says it is a solution that is revealed to handle the circumstance in a perfect way. Now, that sounds a bit complex, but it's very, very simple. Think about the truth. Think about the joy. Think about the love. Think about the happy things. There we go back to the statement of Jesus, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So, if we think about the negative, so it is. If we think about the positive, so it is. It'd be nice just to stop right here and say, that's it. We're going to follow the words of Jesus, as a man thinketh in his heart, so it is. And we're going to think in our heart every wonderful, good, beautiful, positive, joyous, happy, wholesome thought that we can possibly think. My goodness, how wonderful that is. How wonderful that is. And do it. Do it. A practitioner does that. A practitioner is one who concentrates every thought on the solution, who concentrates every thought on the goodness, on the purity, on the wholeness, on the wealth, and the health and the joy of everything that experience. The practitioner is always on top of it. If you want to call yourself a practitioner, and so many people do, you don't take on the illness of a person. You reveal to yourself your purity, and you reveal to yourself the purity in the other person. You don't look at the appearances, you look at the purity, the original integrity. And then you call that original integrity forth by your thought, by your action, by your attitudes. And then it comes forth. Indeed, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. This is an eternal truth. This is not just a biblical saying by some great teacher and great Messiah, great Christ consciousness of the world. It is that too, but it is what all the world knows to be true. And if all the world knows this to be true, then why don't we practice it? And the point is that we are practicing it. We are practicing looking at the illusions and experiencing them, instead of looking at the result, looking at the ideal. I now live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I like me. I am divine order. I am peace. I like me. I am divine order. I am peace. When we say these things, we are looking at the truth about ourselves. I like me. Why not? It's a wonderful thing to like yourself. I am divine order. Is there any other kind of order we would like in our life than divine order? I am peace. I let it happen. I let it be revealed. I let my focus be on divine order perfectly right now. But I do it because I like me, not because I don't like me. Sometimes we don't like ourselves, and then we bring negative things in our life. But when we like ourselves, we bring positive things in our life. This is what our world is all about. This is what you and I are all about. This is the only thing that matters. A practitioner works because he works the practice. You and I can do it just as easily. and let's begin to do it today and have a wonderful life doing it. Okay? I love you. I love you. I love you.